when they feel that life has just not been that fair.
Good evening and welcome back to Mass Weekly Radio Show on Family Matters. Mass mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles, including addiction. If you know someone that needs a referral for a therapist, an inpatient or outpatient program, please give us a call at 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. You may want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Remember, all calls are kept strictly confidential. Our number again, 718-758-0400. Remember, we still have Zoom parenting groups going on. Anyone interested in joining? We have Monday night, Dr. Debbie Ackerman. Tuesday night, Dr. Shmuel Brachfeld. Wednesday night, Rabbi Dr. Ben-Zion Twersky. We have in the five towns in person with Harriet Cabelli, single mothers. We have a brother-to-brother group, dads that are divorced, and that is with Isaac. Israel Isaacs. We also have ongoing groups for alienation. So anyone that wants to join a parent group by Zoom or in person, give us a call at 718-758-0400. Tonight, I have on a dear friend, a colleague, someone that is part of an inpatient rehab that I've been working with for years, or to help people that struggle with gambling. And I would like to welcome on my friend Ken Litwack, who's the executive director of Algamas Gambling Treatment Center in Phoenix, Arizona. And Ken is a gambling specialist, an addiction specialist that really goes out of the way to help his clients that come to Algamas for a successful treatment experience. I'd like to welcome you on. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So nice to have you on. You know, we're coming up to the holiday season, and Hanukkah is a time that many people, you know, gamble for fun. And I want to talk about how gambling can become a real addiction, like substance use. But before we do, I'd like you just to speak a moment about Algamas, please.
Absolutely. So Algamas is residential treatment for gambling. It is not part of a substance use treatment facility where people who have gambling problems come just for gambling treatment. So many gambling treatment programs are part of a substance use treatment. Algamas is not like that. It is only for gambling treatment. So people come there for their gambling problems. They start with gambling treatment in the morning, where they learn gambling treatment skills, then or gambling recovery skills. Then they go to the gym, or they do yoga, depending on the day of the week. They have lunch. Then they come for group therapy for gambling. And then they go to GA meetings, Gamblers Anonymous meetings, or smart recovery meetings, depending on the day of the week. We have services 6 days a week, and it's all gambling related. They're are often co-occurring problems with gambling, such as depression, anxiety, sometimes substance use problems, which we also treat that. But it is gambling treatment. It is not substance use and gambling. It is gambling treatment at Algamus.
Thank you. So let's talk about first the 12 steps and your smart recovery, the difference in the groups, please.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of similarities, but there's differences as well, and the differences matter. The 12-step program for gambling is Gamblers Anonymous, which was founded in 1957. And our founder, Rick Benson, found recovery through Gamblers Anonymous. And Gamblers Anonymous is an important part of Algamus, but doesn't really resonate with everyone, which is why we also do Smart Recovery. And we will even discuss other fellowships for other folks if that's what resonates with them. For the 12 steps, a lot of people find 12 steps to be super, super helpful to the point where they think people who are not in recovery would benefit from doing working the 12 steps. And the 12 steps for Gamblers Anonymous, there's like five words that are different between Gamblers Anonymous 12 steps and Alcoholics Anonymous 12 steps. So super, super similar, very, very similar fellowships.
So I think it's important that we first identify who is most likely to be affected by a gambling problem.
I love that question. That is a great question. And the answer is everybody. Right. Anybody, you cannot just look at somebody and say, oh, that person's likely to have a gambling problem. Gambling can affect anyone. It's not just people who have money. It's not just people who don't have money. It can be anybody. It can affect young people. It can affect older people. Gambling can really affect anyone.
And it's important to know that young adults don't even, you know, realize as they get addicted, just like, you know, regular age adults. But I mean to say, kids start out doing it for fun. And you want to finish that sentence, please?
Absolutely. Many, many young people are gambling. And in fact, we find that young people may start doing gambling-like behavior in video games. There are a lot of monetary issues going on in video games. There is random number generation in video game play that kind of normalizes gambling-like behavior early on for kids that is not recognized, it's not regulated, and that kind of primes young people to find gambling more interesting as they get older. And when we talk about young people, adolescents, young adults, gambling is very, very normalized in high schools, in colleges, and even beyond college age. But young people still are gambling quite a bit. In fact, many, many of our clients at Algamus are young people. Under 30 years old.
Yes, and I think it's important that people understand that you can bet on a favorite team, on racing. You want to mention all the different kinds of gambling?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another really good question. Gambling has really evolved over the last 10 years or so. When, you know, I'm an older person, I'm 57, and there was a time when gambling was betting on the outcome of a game. It's not like that anymore. There's in-play sports gambling. So nowadays, people are gambling on the next pitch in a baseball game. Who's going to score the next basket in a basketball game? It's very, very fast. There's some research that says that type of gambling is very similar to slot machine gambling. Because people are just making rapid bets, cashing out, and then betting again. They're not really putting a lot of thought behind the type of gambling. Even slot machine gambling has evolved. You're really just placing bet after bet. You can make bets every 20 seconds. And gambling is everywhere nowadays, right? There was a time, again, when I was young, where you had to go to a casino, and gambling was only available in Las Vegas and Atlantic City. Now, gambling is on our phones everywhere. I never get very far from my phone. My phone is my alarm clock, and a lot of people feel that way as well. And so my phone is on my nightstand. It's right there when I wake up in the morning. It's right there when I go to bed. People never get far away from their phones. And there's so many things that are gambling-like. There's, you know, social casino games, which start out free, but you have to buy coins to keep playing, which you can spend money, but you can never cash out. So it seems like it's not technically gambling, but it's random number generation, which is the same thing as slot machines. So there's so many things that are almost gambling, but not quite gambling, but are the same type of behavior. And it's really everywhere.
And also they say that early exposure to gambling is known to be a real risk factor. The younger you are when you start gambling, the more likely you'll have a problem when you're grown up and married with family. And then you want to talk about what happens, what the people that are in your facility now, can you give some of the examples how they ended up there? That means family gave them ultimatum, they went bankrupt, they don't have anything, they hit rock bottom, they were, you know, scared of losing their businesses. Can you talk about that, please? Because it's a serious issue.
Absolutely. In fact, in your question, there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
What often happens is a young person will start gambling. They'll get out of control. They will go to their parents. Their parents may have the means to help them out. And it's really hard not to help somebody when you can help somebody. That's called a bailout. And that is actually one of the diagnostic criteria for giving someone the diagnosis for a gambling disorder. There are 9 criteria, and that's one, a bailout. So if I have a gambling problem, or I've gotten myself into a jam, and someone pays off my gambling debt, I've now achieved one of the diagnostic criteria. And it's really hard. That's enabling. And it's really hard not to enable someone's gambling problem, because that comes from a good place. So that is often one of the things that keeps someone's gambling problem going. A lot of times, clients that I have worked with, and in fact, almost every client that I have worked with, has had someone bail them out at one time or another. And so that usually comes long before the bankruptcy. Someone has bailed them out, and it's usually for a few $1,000s or even a few $100s. And someone has helped them out because they care and they're trying to help. And the person with the gambling problem thinks, okay, that's got me back to zero. I got into a jam. I'll be okay now. I can control it. And that's not a good thing. And then they find themselves getting back to a place where they get into a hole again. And that's not a good thing.
Absolutely. Ken, we had recently a young woman call our hotline and said her husband gambles and she gives him a certain amount that he's allowed to gamble every week because she doesn't want to fight with him. They're only married a couple months. And we needed to get her into treatment. He wasn't ready, but we got the wife into treatment so that she could learn about how not to enable and bail out.
So, you know, harm reduction is a real thing. However, harm reduction is not just, I'm going to gamble less. Harm reduction is an actual plan. You can think of it as a prescription. If someone comes to me and says, you know, I'm not ready to stop gambling, but my gambling has gotten out of control, I would sit with them and I would help them develop a true harm reduction plan. So we would set a budget for how much they're going to gamble, how much time they'll spend gambling. I would help them identify an accountability partner that they would meet with on a regular basis and how they would be accountable. And with that accountability partner, they would discuss their feelings about gambling, how they would discover whether they were able to stick to their budget for time and money or not, and what the consequences would be. In this plan, they would also have contingencies. What happens when they go to a vacation where, you know, they're not sticking to the normal plan? What happens when it's Super Bowl weekend and they want to spend extra money or something like that? What happens when they win? So they have to have a real kind of restrictive plan. And then if you find out that you're not able to stick to this plan, well, maybe harm reduction is not quite for you. Maybe abstinence is the only way to go. But it's not a trick. Sometimes counselors will use harm reduction as a trick, like to prove you can't do it and abstinence is the only way. I think it's important for counselors and clients to recognize that it's the client's goals that we're trying to achieve, not the counselor's goals.
Thank you. And let's give some hope out there.
Yeah.
And let's talk about, can people be cured from gambling addiction?
I love that question. There's no cure. There is a life in recovery. So people can go years in recovery. They can build a new life where gambling doesn't fit, but there is no magic pill. There is no treatment program where you come out and everything's fine. You have to continue to work at recovery, and you have to create a new life where gambling doesn't fit. And people can absolutely be successful at doing that. But there is no cure. Once you achieve addiction, you just can't be cured. It can
any addiction.
100%, any addiction. It can always come back. You have to be ever vigilant.
So, Ken, you know, we have people listening. They may be, you know, they may have spouses or loved ones that are addicted to gambling, and they're frightened. They don't know what to say, how to approach it. They don't want to say the wrong thing. Can you give them some language on how to start to speak to their loved one about their concern?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a very emotional situation. And what I would do is try to make an appointment, set a time aside, and try to take as much emotion out of it as possible. And tell them that you're concerned about them. Not concerned about their gambling, not concerned about their situation, but that you're concerned about them. That their behavior has got you worried about where it's taking them. And that you want them to be as healthy as possible, and that, you know, you are concerned that what they're doing is going to hurt them in the long run, and that would want to be prepared for action. So know what they can do. Don't just, you know, rag on them about what they have been doing, but have a solution in mind. Know of a gambling therapist, know of a treatment center that you could go to, know where there are GA meetings, know where there are alternatives to GA meetings. Some people will say that they're not interested in 12-step meetings because they struggle with the spirituality of GA meetings. So they may be more interested in a smart recovery meeting or something along that line. Smart recovery is more psychology based than spirituality based. So have the knowledge prepared ahead of time. When you're looking for a therapist, many therapists today will say, I'm an addiction therapist, so I know about gambling too. If you're going to talk about a treatment center, call the treatment center and find out who the gambling therapist is. Talk to the gambling therapist. Find out why they believe they are a gambling therapist. Do they have a certification in gambling? Find out what their training is in gambling. There is a true certification for gambling. Have they decided that they're a gambling therapist because they've been working with people that have alcohol and heroin and cocaine for 30 years? Because there's some similarities, but the differences are significant. So today, there are a lot of agencies that have decided, well, we're going to treat gambling too, but they don't truly have a gambling therapist. So find out if that really is someplace that can help your loved one.
Glad you said that. And of course, anyone that wants a gambler's addiction program, please give us a call, 718-758-0400. Ken, I want to thank you for bringing that out to the attention of my listeners. You cannot go to an addiction therapist that doesn't have specific training for gambling. It is a totally different kind of mentality for recovery. Yes, it's an addiction, but you must know the signs and the symptoms can be different than drugs and alcohol. So let's be sure, in general, when you get a therapist, do not, in my opinion, in Mask's opinion, and I'm doing this 27 years, I'm trained over 27 years, always updating my trainings. My staff knows that we do not just give out numbers to anyone. We want them to be supervised. They need to be in supervision. We want you to go to an accredited place. Do not make a decision to send your loved one to any therapist or any inpatient or outpatient program before you discuss it either with MASC or any of the other referral helplines, because just because your neighbor's kid went to a rehab that worked for them, that may not be what your child needs. So give some background on the helpline review. It doesn't cost money to call any of the organizations. There are so many out there besides MASC. Pick up a phone, call anonymously, and get help. There are so many people in so many organizations that are available to help you, and there are sponsors. But the first thing that anyone needs to do, remember, is spouse, the parent, the sibling should get educated, be an educated consumer before you confront your loved one. Like Ken said, find out, do you have a therapist? They agree to go when you're talking to them, say, here's, you know, a number, call. Do you have an inpatient program ready? Are you aware? It's very expensive. You have to have everything in place so that you know when that person that is struggling with gambling is ready. That is when strike while the iron is hot, right, Ken?
Absolutely. Yeah. When somebody wants to go to treatment, get them there now.
Get in there now. And there are so many programs for to come back to afterwards, because just going in 28, 30 days, 90 days, it's all about what happens when you're discharged. So discharge plan is more of a priority than picking the rehab, in my opinion. Because picking the rehab, you're going 30, 60, 90 days and more. But coming out and getting in the world and having the treatment that you learn, the tools in the rehab, then to put them to good use, you do need help. And an intensive outpatient program is 3 days a week. Give you an example, LSA, SAFE, and other addiction, gambling addiction programs, spouse is involved, the parents are involved, and the treatment, you get individual therapy, you get groups, you get 12-step meeting, your spouse gets groups. It's really an amazing program, SAFE and LSA. Please give us a call at 718-758-0400. And I know a big secret, and that is on the ear, I'm going to let it out. I know that Ken is always available when somebody is exploring getting their loved one into treatment. So anyone that wants to reach Ken Litwack, please give us a call at 718-758-0400. Ken, it's great having you on. Thank you for coming on this most important topic, especially now we're coming up to Hanukkah, and you know and I know that's where lots of kids get started on their addiction they've shared in rehab and to the Mass Helpline. So let's try and become more aware about it and watch our loved ones. If they are struggling, let's try and get them some help. Not always is it to go inpatient right away. Start with your addiction therapist outpatient, and then let the addiction therapist decide whether or not it's important for your loved one to go inpatient. Thank you, Ken, for coming on. It's great having you and always speaking to everyone at Algamus. My best to everyone there.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I want to wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Tonight's show is in honor of all the Chayalim. Bring the hostages home now. Please consider to go online to maskparents.org and donate so we can continue with all our mask programs. Thank you and have a good night.
If you're looking for a short-term rehab after a hospital stay, I'd like to introduce you to MJHS Menorah Center for Rehabilitation and Nursing Care. MJHS Menorah Center provides exceptional short-term rehab to help you get back on your feet and comprehensive long-term care for those who need extended support. Located on the picturesque Manhattan Beach in Brooklyn, Menorah Center offers expansive ocean views that bring peace and tranquility. Menorah Center observes all dietary restrictions and has a rabbi on site, catering to your spiritual and dietary needs. It is also the last Jewish not-for-profit nursing home in Brooklyn, continuing a legacy of compassion and care. Since family visits are important, they provide free on-site parking, making it easy for loved ones to visit and stay connected whenever they want. MJHS Menorah Center for Rehabilitation and Nursing Care, where exceptional care is combined with a touch of home. Discover why Menorah is the perfect place for your recovery and long-term care needs. Visit menorahcenter.org to learn more or schedule a visit by calling 718-851-5960.
Want to join a network designed to increase your sales, reduce your expenses, and bring new customers to your company? Our members lower their overhead by paying with barter dollars from their accounts instead of cash from their pocket.
Barter Saves brought me new clients, which funded my advertising and brought me new cash customers.
And I use my barter dollars to pay for the DJ, photographer, and caterer for my daughter so she can succeed.
Visit bartersaves.com to find out if you qualify for this innovative way of growing your business.
Our member base consists of thousands of business owners, everything from restaurants to retail stores to professional services, medical services, home improvement contractors, beauty services, as well as travel. Barter is professional, organized, modern trading and America's best kept secret. It gives businesses a competitive advantage and puts cash back in their pockets. Do business smarter? Use Barter. Contact us at 800-9-BARTER or visit us at bartersaves.com.